members for the severe weather net. We're opening the severe weather net due to both tornado warnings and thunderstorm warnings to our west and to our north. All stations wishing to check in, please go now and go quickly. I'm here by myself.
Jeff, do you need help with the net? This is N0PNP.
Yeah, come on down till this line gets through. We're not sure what it's going to do.
Okay, are you at the EOC now?
Yes, I am.
Okay, it'll take me about 20 minutes to get there, but I'll be there.
N0PNP from W0ECA.
W0ECA, this is Kilo Delta Zero Sierra, with that Papa checking in.
Hang on, my pen just quit writing. Hey, Quebec Sierra Papa, you're in the Troy area, right?
Correct, I'm at Highway 47 and Serdike Road.
Okay, the National Weather Service has issued a tornado warning for Lincoln County, southwestern Lincoln County. That will probably be south of you.
I have shelter available.
File 3, closed. Weather emergency. Next.
Missouri CA.
This is Kilo Zero, Quebec Papa, taking shelter of a tornado watch.
Okay, Sierra Papa, you're taking shelter?
Correct.
Okay, we have you taking shelter. Net, be advised that the National Weather is reporting a confirmed tornado on the ground near Eolia in Pike and Lincoln counties there, so this storm's still to our northwest and moving down our direction, so stay alert.
Weather emergency.
W0ECA and 0TRE.
And 0TRE with that?
Yes, Jeff. I'm currently in my home QTH near Highway 70 and 370. I am available to deploy if need be.
Okay, well, let's see which direction this thing takes right now. It looks like it could possibly cross the eastern side of the county here if it holds up.
This is the KO0A repeater. Good evening. The time is 6:37 p.m.
They're still continuing the tornado warning for Lincoln and Pike counties in Missouri and Calhoun until 7 p.m. 6:39, a confirmed tornado is located near Eolia, moving southeast at 30 miles per hour. That's the latest we have on the cell that's going to be moving our direction. This is W0ECA. Weather spot.
Weather emergency. Next.
Go ahead. Letting you know that I'm here, it's just been activated.
Okay, K0MMT, we have you at DOC and activated in St. Peter's. Thank you.
K0MMT.
For your information, it looks like there is a storm that is forming right over the O'Fallon area and sort of moving southeast, so that just popped up on the radar now.
K0MMT.
to you.
Go ahead, Al.
Well, it's really starting to get some heavy rain here now in my location.
Okay, heavy rain in the O'Fallon area. Yeah, that storm just popped up on the radar.
Watching it on the TV, and it just popped up and just looked outside, there's rain.
Stations on the net, this is W0ECA, National Weather has expired the tornado warning for Lincoln County, Missouri, but the storm remains a large area, very heavy rain, and still is going to be entering the county here very soon, so be alert. W0ECA.
All stations on the
weather.
W0ECA, the storm in Lincoln County is moving our way, has weakened. But we are still standing by here to see how it progresses as it moves across the county border. The leading edge of the storm is at the Lincoln County, St. Charles County border at this time. Station calling, you were broken.
Zero PNR.
Yeah, Roy, go ahead.
I've had it in my area here.
Okay, I got area here, but I didn't hear anything in front of it.
Hey. In the west, I got sunshine. It was right a few minutes ago, sprinkling. I got a lot of my north.
I believe you said sunshine to the west, but what we got coming is from the north, so keep your eye out. W0ECA.
W0ECA, this is
KD0 SQP. Weather emergency.
SQP, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm still at my location. I noticed on my radar that a cell moving back in the valley. Do you have any information on that?
According to national weather right now, that cell is just a lot of heavy rain. It's not a severe level anymore. So you should be getting a lot of rain at this point.
Yeah, that's the phone is, I'll be
W0ECA. On the net, National Weather Service is issuing a severe thunderstorm warning for Calhoun County, Southern Illinois, Lincoln County and East Central Missouri, St. Charles County and Central Missouri. Until 8:15 p.m. at 7:26, a severe thunderstorm was located near Moscow Mills, moving southeast at 40 miles per hour. As with a 60-mile-an-hour wind gust, half-dollar-sized hail, and the area impacted is St. Paul, Lake St. Louis, Garden Prairie, O'Fallon, Colville, the Golden Triangle, basically. So it's here, guys. So keep your heads up, and let's see what this produces.
Weather emergency. Next.
SQP, go ahead.
Yeah, they sounded the tornado signs just as I got my communication with you, so I took shelter and I'm back out to the bluebird skies now.
Yeah, the storm is entering northern St. Charles County at this time.
I still have interest in Flint Hill at Highway 61 at speed. Any news on that area?
Negative.
Comment on that thank you very much.
PNR relative.
Go ahead.
I'm at my OCTH point, and looking off to north, it's still pretty ornery looking over that way. I got hit to the north, and also, I got a strange look on that. I have never seen a wall cloud, but I wouldn't call this a wall cloud either, but I don't know, it's strange. TP0, PNR.
Said that there's, it's becoming better organized as it crosses into St. Charles County.
I'm looking overhead. I got the pretty good clip, and then the next layer to the northeast. That's a pretty good clip. TP0 PR.
Services said that there is a mesocyclone showing up around the 5,000 foot level moving into St. Charles County. So everybody keep your eyes peeled to the north. There is apparent rotation with this storm.
W0ECA, AC0FC, Winsville.
Go ahead, Jeff.
I've got what looks like a lowering wall cloud to my northeast, almost east. I cannot quite tell from my location if there's rotation in it, but it looks like she may be starting to rotate.
Okay, that's probably what they're watching here in this thing they just put out in the chat room. Locations are Darden Prairie, O'Fallon, Colville, St. Peter's, Weldon Spring, and St. Charles. So we still continue under severe thunderstorm warning. This is W0ECA.
Some rotation, but I'm not sure.
Welcome to the WB0HSI repeater system.
It looked like they were trying to get together, but didn't. I've got video of it, so, on my cell phone.
Okay, we'll keep an eye on it, but it's still coming at it.
It's moving east.
Me,
so I'll keep an eye.
W0ECA.
W0ECA, W0PS.
Go ahead, Jay.
Yeah, I'm northwest of St. Paul, up near Framlith Road, and ran through a little bit of rain. I'm looking to the west, and I can see blue sky, so whatever. And I've got a little bit of stuff here, but nothing but just a little scud, and that's it.
it's sort of north of O'Fallon, moving sort of north of St. Peter's.
I head back that way, because everything's quiet over here.
Okay, we have you in the route in that area.
This area, yes.
N0TA.
N0TA?
So this is N0TRE. I'm at Spencer in 370. I'm looking right at what the National Weather Service is looking at. It looks like it's trying to get together, but I'm not noticing any rotation right now.
Okay, well, that's good. Yeah, it's the one they're watching. They said it was trying, but if it's not rotating, that's good for us.
Trying to rotate, basically it's right on top of Spencer Road there between 370 and 70. It looks like it's trying.
All stations stand by. National Weather is issuing a tornado warning for St. Charles County. Missouri until 8:30 p.m. At 8:01, a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado is located near St. Paul, moving east to 25 miles an hour. The hazard is a tornado. It's a radar-indicated rotation. The dangerous storm will be near St. Peter's at 8:10 p.m., Harvester 8:15, St. Charles 8:20. Other locations in the warning include Campville. This is WCA. Everybody on the net, keep your heads up. Take shelter if necessary.
Weather emergency.
N0TRE.
TRE.
Got pea-sized hail at my location, and that still watching the rotation.
Hey, what is your exact location?
Road and Premier Parkway.
Okay, message received, thank you. Did you hear the siren sound?
This is N0HDL. They're not sounding too much in the northern part of the O'Fallon here.
AQI.
Yeah, I hear the sirens in Lake St. Louis, Orf Road, and Lake St. Louis Boulevard.
Okay, just wanted to confirm they were sounding. Your location. Okay, National Weather Service is now saying that the radar operator at NWS is confident that there is a tornado on the ground, although we cannot verify that at this time, but they are.
Looks like a rain tornado possibly on the ground. This is taking a hurdle PRS. I'm at Mineral Falls and 70. I'm not seeing anything yet. The hail has stopped here. Starting to get heavy wind.
Okay, be aware that's the right word. Supposedly, Boulevard. Be safe, be careful out there, and let us know if there's anything else that you're able to relay from severe weather.
Yeah, just totally, just like telling friends and possibly brain wrapped and all these
This is the KO08 repeater. Good evening. The time is 8:08 p.m.
Well, hold all traffic unless you're actually seeing something. They're saying now that they're getting a dual pole damage signature now. So, all stations, I don't care if you don't see anything, just let us know if you're seeing something. This is W0ECA.
VR repeater, River Bend Radio Club.
Weather's now saying there's a confirmed tornado near St. Peter's moving east at 25 miles an hour.
KC0DE, St. Louis Weather Radio.
The St. Louis Weather Grid.
And, Harry Truman.
Thank you very much, we got that logged.
KC0DE clear.
You're now safe, crossing 370. Any station in that area, be available. Be aware and take shelter if necessary.
Thank you very much, appreciate it.
Okay, General PRS again.
General PRS, go ahead.
Thanks for the report, that's what we're watching.
STL, go ahead with that location.
Just requesting information on that tornado, where there's been a sighting, KE02JM.
KE02JM.
National Weather Service, go ahead.
National Weather Service, someone specific location to the south of Seattle, down the river Fall Drive.
Okay, give me that location again.
See an organized wall cloud, but I do have rotation. Okay, Mike, rotation in the harvester area, correct?
That is correct, and it seems to be coming more and more
organized.
W0DGB, go ahead, St. Louis Weather.
St. Louis Weather, also seeing rotation about 70 and...
KU0CJQ.
CJQ weather report.
Ed, you got some kind of strange bleep following your reports.
Okay.
Okay, my location is Church Street and Mexico Road, St. Peter's, Missouri. Same location reported by previous spotter.
Any further on the location of that storm that touched down? KE0CJM.
Used a tornado warning at 8:10 p.m. A confirmed large and extremely dangerous tornado was located near St. Peter's and moving east at 25 miles an hour. That is directly from NWS. This is W0ECA. Keep your heads up.
Roger. Okay, I didn't know if the weather service had any further as far as St. Charles was concerned.
From W0ECA, St. Charles County.
Weather emergency. Next.
N0TRE.
TRE.
Just for your information only, I spoke to about 20 people under the overpass at 370 near Lake 370. Advised they did see that.
Premier goes, okay, goes over that way, so, that is their PS.
Gentlemen, this is a directed net, if you're going to coordinate, please move to another frequency to just check in.
I'm sorry, Jeff, Al was just behind me, and we were figuring which way one of us was going.
Okay, well, we still have a tornado in the area. We're watching for reports.
That's what we're doing, looking at it. We don't see it yet.
WX0STL, thank you for that report.
KC0STU.
KC0VKG, I can confirm same information as 40 in Woods Mill.
DXC,
this is WX0STL.
Yes, I'm in Marion Heights, just south of this cave, and right now we have very intense storm, very intense lightning, about half inch.
WX0STL, thank you.
you, Joe. We got it.
KE0CJM to Weather Service.
WX0STL, station calling again.
KE0CJM, I am in northern St. Paul's on Franklin and 6th, and I also have multiple rotations in the clouds. Negative on touchdown, but very close to the ground, no debris field.
Roger that, thank you very much.
Go ahead.
I'm going to turn the radio back over to my wife again. I'm going to head back to bed.
Message received, ACH, W0ECA, St. Charles County, Skywarnet. On the net, all stations on the net. National Weather has canceled the tornado warning for St. Charles County. They have canceled the tornado from St. Charles County. It looks like now it's in the Creve Coeur area, so they're continuing the warning for St. Louis County. This is W0ECA. We will stand by for any reports of possible damage that anybody has observed. Before we take you out of the log.
Yep, so.
AC0SC, Jeff, you still here?
Go for AC0SC.
Okay, you're clear to secure.
Roger, AC0SC is securing.
AC0SQP.
Do we have an updated warning for St. Charles County or another location, KE0CJN?
Secure headquarters. Okay, thanks for your help tonight, W0ECA.
W0ECA, W0PSM at Truman, and
Southwest on 94 and the cross street is again.
One down.
Thank you.
Truman, there are some other ones that are sitting over there at Spencer and 370. There was a state patrol car over there, and then I saw a city of St. Peter's police car also. But I really didn't see any damage. One fella had said he saw something at Salt River and the Arrowhead Industrial or whatever, but I didn't see any damage as I came by. He said he saw a little bit, but that he had already reported it to somebody. I forgot what his call was.
They were seeing a debris cloud on the radar, so we're just curious where this debris is from. So, yeah, keep your eye out as you go home, please.
I'm looking as I go back. Okay, it's, to the west and north, it's sunshiny. It would be depending if the sun was up, but it's clear anyway.
Okay, thanks, Jay.
0ACO, we're heading home to him at Spencer and 370.
Okay, Al, we have heading home off of West, now when you got your QTH.
Sure, well, I'll check their Arrowhead too, because I gotta go right by it.
I was going by 370, but we haven't had any reports of damage of you.
We
have not. I just spoke with St. Peter's PD, the road supervisor, and he says he didn't have any reports from any of his officers on
The 370 part up there. That sounds like that's where it went through.
Yeah, there were lots of unconfirmed wild reports of various structures being damaged, but nothing that we heard that was confirmed.
Okay, well, I advise County if you do get any reports, appreciate it. W0ECA.
K0MMT.
FC0DSY.
Go ahead.
County, that's a word. Victim needed at Silvers and Salt River Road. Silvers and Salt River Road for damage.
Yeah, I think the first part of that you were broken up, but you're talking about Silvers and Salt River Road.
Yeah, take that from County. WD0GSY.
I should receive.
N0 TRE.
TRE?
Yeah, when it first went through, I went through that Lakeside 370. All the RVs were still upright. The small trees, you know, you could tell they've been blown over, but they weren't broken or anything. So there was nothing in that area.
Down, no rotation, that's all.
Yeah, when I pulled up on Truman there, I saw some stuff over into St. Charles, and it was down, but it, there was no rotation to it, and, you know, it wasn't coming down at all, so, you know, there really wasn't anything. Now, there might have been something on the other side of it, but, you know, that might be too far away for me to see.
Yeah, that's what I thought. That's probably the same one we've been looking at then, because he was looking at it, and everybody was saying, oh, there it is. And I don't think it was. There was some heavy rain. I went all the way down to Newtown and turned around and came back. And there was some heavy wind, you know, it wasn't real heavy. It was some rain.
QTH and I'll be secure.
Thank you for your help tonight. We have TREH secured at WZOECA.
That he was looking out. Then he got turned around, got back in the car. He was sitting over top of 370. Then while I was sitting there, St. Peter City cop came by and he turned back the other way. So I have no idea what he was doing. Okay, whether he was just turning around or just what he was doing, but wasn't really anything to see. Okay, and I'm glad the radar says what it says, but I don't think anything else.
I don't really think so either, and I saw that state trooper. Matter of fact, I followed him down toward Newtown.
Oh, okay. Well, at least they're out looking also.
They were out looking. They was pulled over and not there, but, you know, various different places I went by them, but I never really saw anything. I did see some clouds that were trying to form over the house there. I took a video of it, but it didn't have material. So, Jay, we'll talk with you later. You take care and have a good one, buddy.
Well, you get a chance, was your daughter-in-law, that some lady, anyhow, that we hired to do some cleaning for me? Send me her number and name again if you can.
Okay, that was Jean's daughter. That was Jean's daughter. And, I'll be talking to him tomorrow, and I can get her name and stuff, and if you want to call her, we will.
Yeah, I couldn't remember just exactly who it was. So, if you can see if she's still in the business, let me know. If it's OPS, we'll catch her. I'm on B heading home.
Okay, well, I'm on that one, so we'll talk with you later.
B0HSI.
Okay, Mike, I don't know where Worcester Woods is near you, but they're continuing the tornado warning for the Worcester Woods area. Hey. Okay, thanks a lot. Thanks for your help tonight, Mike. W0ECA. See you later, and we have you off the air. This is W0CA, ECA. I'm getting tongue-tied from field day here. Stations on the net that we might have missed as of PS's check-in here, we show all stations in quarters. Have we missed anyone?
W0CA, this is
MFT. Yeah, MFT, I knew you were in there. You still want to show on the net, or are you guys going to secure?
I think I'm going to secure. Lieutenant Hickey is out of the country right now. Sergeant Treadway is covering for him, and he's here in-house trying to get some confirmation of any damage on the north part around 370.
Okay, well, if they get a county, we'd appreciate knowing it also.
I'll relay that information to them. I'm going to secure here for now, and I will call when I'm at home quarters.
Okay, well, thank you for your help tonight. We'll stand by here until you get to your CTH. K0MMT for W0E.
Thanks a lot. K0MMT.
To
formally closed the net. We will still be monitoring here for MMT to get home and for any other information or damage reports that someone may see, but we're going to return the repeater back into normal mode here. W0ECA, anyone listening again, thanks for all your help.
File 1, closed.